This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Heading for a top of 17 degrees. That's the latest from Joy News.
But the sun is out. That's the most important thing to my brain. It's going to be wet. It's going to be a little bit cold, but the sun is out. Now, I just want to take a moment. We've got Andy Balloch here.
Oh, hi.
Comedian Andy Balloch here.
Hello, good to know.
We'll get to
good
a proper to introduction in a sec.
Yeah.
The woman, you went into more detail in that news, Chris, about the woman who had the person in the wheelchair who was actually a dead body and was pretending that they were real. Who? What do you reckon the title of the Weekend at Bernie's?
I was Netflix just about to say, not the Weekend at Bernie's news.
Weekend
item.
In Rio.
It's just crazy. Like, what was her plan? Because
I believe her plan was Weekend at Bernie's this loan.
But even signing the check, like, how is one going to do that? Like, it's rigor mortis all
seen
over.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Not since I was a child. But it does tie in to some fun conversations we're going to be having in the show with Andy, whose show at the Comedy Festival is called Killing Time. Chris, I just did also mention, you mentioned Half-Baked in the news, and you can keep threatening to make us banana bread.
I do, don't
and
I?
Still, no banana bread in sight. Are the bananas still just waiting in your fridge to be?
They've been in the freezer for about 7 weeks. Do you think they're still good to go?
They're fine if they're in the freezer. Chris, where's my banana bread? I was told banana bread would be supplied by you, and I sit here sans banana bread.
Let me go to 7-Eleven. I'll be right back.
Fine. There we go. It is 6 minutes past eight. You're on Joy Breakfast. Andy Balloch is joining me for the next hour as our special guest co-host, and this is We the People by Electric Fields.
Joy.
It is 9 minutes past eight on your Thursday morning, and I have comedian Andy Balloch joining me in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Dean. Feel free to say multi-award-winning comedian next time, but that's fine.
Oh, look, I'll add that into the end of the show, to the wrap-up.
Great,
look at
thanks.
You just dropping it in. Now, we were still just talking about the news story that we just heard about a woman in Brazil who, in a wheelchair, took a deceased person to a bank to try to get their money.
I know it's bad, but it's so delicious.
It's so good. But Andy, just before we came back, said, you know what? If I go, people should Weekend at Bernie's me.
That's how I want. And I feel like this comedy festival is is almost there as well. I might just Weekend at Bernie's myself.
You've been
end.
Keeping yourself very busy, but imagine if you were doing a Weekend at Bernie's type scenario. Like, would you just be like, yep, cool, sitting in front of the audience and everyone else is in the back row of someone's comedy
Wait,
show?
Am I dead?
You're the dead. So
I'm
everyone
the dead
would be
person.
Excited.
I don't care what happens.
Yeah, well, everyone would be excited. Oh, Andy's come to see my show, but then Andy doesn't laugh the whole time, but sits right
what
in the front.
What a terrible audience
so
member.
Rude.
He was there before I walked in. He stayed until after I left.
Yeah, just absolutely didn't interact with me in any way, shape or form.
Sat in the front row.
Not the way to roll.
No, I'm a terrible Weekend at Bernie's audience member, we've discovered. Well, welcome to Thursday.
Yes, welcome to Thursday, everyone. You have been certainly keeping up. You're trying to pit battle against me for the title of busy homosexual. It
and it's exhausting, Dean. I don't know how you do it.
Not well, clearly.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And this, getting a comedian to do breakfast radio at 8 a.m. on a Thursday in the final week of Comedy Festival feels like a hate crime.
Hey, I started at 7 o'clock in the morning.
We've all got things going on, Dean.
We've all got things going on in our lives. But you certainly are keeping yourself busy. Two shows in the Comedy Festival. In fact, not just one this week.
Yes.
You did that to yourself, though. I'm just looking at your face now,
Patrick. I know. I've shot myself in the foot. I know. I have my show, Killing Time, at Motley Bar House at 9 p.m., which is like every night until the end of the festival. And then on Friday night and Saturday night, Tom Jaspers and me are doing a special two-night only show for Camilla Parker Bowles.
And for something new, Tom Jaspers is getting in a dress to do comedy. Like, amazing.
Yeah, just a different dress.
It just hardly ever happens.
Almost the same makeup.
What? Just a little less lipstick.
Yeah.
What are your top tips in keeping yourself busy at these crazy times, do you reckon?
Eat a vegetable.
Yep.
Sleep when you can.
Yep.
Go for walks.
All right, so far I'm 0 for 3.
Yeah, so my boyfriend has a gorgeous little beagle ear called Patch, and I a lot of We take him for walks. No, like a lot of it is like my boyfriend going, hey, I'll meet you at the park. And so we'll just like go to the park and just walk patch. And that like, that helps my brain.
So dude. Also get a partner because then that'll motivate me to do things.
Oh my God, he looks after me. That's get a carer.
Get a carer.
Get a carer. Get
some
a boyfriend.
Say carer, some say boyfriend. Yeah. You know, whatever title work floats your boat.
It's a good
that's
time.
That's certainly a good way to go. It's 12 minutes past 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Dean and Andy Ballack.
Joy.
That's My Kind of Bad by Vo. It is 16 minutes past 8 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Dean and Andy Ballack.
It's me.
Now, you have a show called Killing Time
in
the Comedy Festival. Freaked me out a little bit. I want to take you back to Tuesday here during Joy Breakfast.
Take me back, Dean.
We have a science segment. We have a great science segment. The amazing cat comes on and lets us know some sciencey things. And we were talking about quasars and how they're swallowing up black holes and universes.
Sure.
And even talking about it now, I'm starting to feel a little bit lightheaded because as the conversation was happening, I was like feeling dizzy and just being like, when it comes, look, we can't control things. The Grim Reaper is going to get us sometime.
Absolutely.
But we can't control everything. But in the back of my mind, I'm always like, I'm that person that when we fly, I'm like, I don't know how to fly a plane. But if something was to happen, I want access to the cockpit to try because maybe my bit could do something. I'm always like, is there a way that I could
nothing
do something?
Nothing says cis white male privilege more than Dina Curie. Like, I reckon I could.
But this is...
Give
and
me
then
a
when,
shot.
Well, when we suddenly talk about the universe, like, so apparently this quasar is swallowing... It's even freaking me out talking about it now. The equivalent to 36 suns a day.
Oh, yeah.
In light years. And I'm like, so are we next? It's freaking me out when I talk about it. So you've created a show where you're talking about, like, in a lighthearted way... Death.
Yeah.
Okay. And we were just having a fun chat about Weekend of Bernie's and things like that. When you were doing it, how do you spin it on your head without freaking out?
With great difficulty, I think.
I mean, it's your job.
Yeah. So when I went into writing the show, I sort of thought, what is the thing that I want to talk about more than anything else? What is the thing that I think about a lot?
Yeah.
And that thing that I think about a lot is this combination of I feel like I've wasted time and I feel like I don't have a lot of time left.
But that's everyone. Like, don't we all feel that way?
Well, it turns out, yes, Dick. So
it's relatable. You're not alone.
Yeah, so it seems, and it's very gay and, like, because obviously it's gay. It's through my perspective and I make... I make queer stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, very queer. Shock. Very queer comedian.
And sort of realizing that we have a finite number of weeks here, and it's about 4,000.
Oh, no, the maths is where you're doing it to my head.
And
you're
freaking
me out.
It starts to get real when you're like, oh, I've used 2,168 weeks of my 4,000 weeks.
If you even get, well, and this is where even age now, where I'm just like, okay, another year. And now when you look so at this point in my life, my parents had already had 3 children. I can't even get a date.
Yeah, I mean, you get depressed when you compare yourself to other people. But then, like, there is this, like, inherent joy when you realize that we have like so little time here.
How are you going to use it?
Yeah. And then it becomes like very uplifting. You're like, oh, I can use every single week. Some weeks I like to stay in bed. Some weeks, like, you start to become more appreciative of the time that you have here.
Yeah.
When you start to sort of acknowledge that time bomb that you are up against.
And it's limited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go.
Did you do hard research into crazy ways in which people have gone? Because now that we're talking about this, do you remember 6 Feet Under, how the start of every single episode would have a person passing away in a creative way?
I didn't do ways in which people have died. What's the Darwin Awards?
Well, there's plenty of those. I was just going to bring up that in the season one finale of 6 Feet Under, because you're always following a character and there you go, that's their thing. And they literally do a huge storyline where it's just frozen poop from a plane drops out of the sky onto a person in their backyard.
Yeah.
And it just makes you know, there's always creative ways to approach these things, and you're doing it with comedy.
I feel like comedy is a really good vehicle to talk about, you know, the fleetingly preciousness aspects of life.
I mean, I think all comedians...
We got so existential quarter past 8 on a Thursday morning. I love that we've gone from like Weekend at Bernie's to like poo falling from the sky. It's like existential crisis in the space of one breath.
Welcome to Breakfast Radio.
Welcome to Breakfast Radio. Enjoy.
You know what we need? A bit of the Veronicas to help us kick it into gear.
Let's do it.
Perfect by the Veronicas, and it's 20 minutes past 8.
Joy.
It's 23 minutes past 8 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Dean and comedian Andy Ballack. Andy, yes. You are definitely a queer comedian.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In your stand-up, you absolutely centre queer themes, gay narratives in a really massive way.
Yes.
Do you know what Polari is?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You're going to love this. Okay. This is going to give you some great material for future shows.
This is my favourite thing in the entire world whenever, like, anytime anyone goes, oh, my God, you can use that.
Yeah.
You can use that. Where it's family members being like, oh, you can use that. And it's like, oh, you just opened a can in a weird way. They're like, oh, but this is going in your show. I'm like, I don't really do stand-up. I do solo sketch and it's weird and it's fun and it's, but sure.
Why not?
I'll put it in my next show,
well,
all right,
Dean? Well, this is the thing. So Polari was the secret gay language when being gay was illegal. Polari was the language that people would use to recreate different words and to actually use different sentences so it would be on the sly.
Okay.
So now you're excited.
Yeah,
now
I change everything I've said. I'm so sorry. Let's go with Polari.
So I'm going to give you a word. Let's see if you can figure out what it is.
Sure.
Dry martini.
Dry martini. Sex with no condom?
No, it's a hilarious, but it's a left-handed person. It was really because the point was to keep people on their toes and keep it interesting.
Okay.
What about a manly Alice?
A manly Alice?
Mm-hmm.
Butch lesbian?
No, it was a manly gay man.
Okay. That's easier than dry martini.
All right. I started you off a certain way. Let's be very clear. What about a sweat chovy?
I'm sorry, a what?
A sweat chovy.
A sweat chovy.
Yeah.
I know what I want to say, but I can't say it.
It's breakfast radio.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
I'm going to say, like an intense Pilates.
It's the gym.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so, see what I mean? What would you do if you were zushing the rear?
If I was zushing the rear? Zushing the rear?
Zushing the rear. So R-I-A-H.
It's just getting a haircut.
Okay, so you're close. You're actually, I'll take that. You're styling your hair. That was ding, ding, ding. Good job.
I am a good gay.
Now, you are a very good gay. What would you think an orderly daughter would be?
Well, there's your first problem. I don't think, Dan. There are no thoughts going on in my brain.
Very
an
true.
Orderly daughter.
Yeah.
That would be somebody arriving on time.
So that was a policeman.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This is... Okay, keep going.
Absolutely. And what would you think if someone said, hey, go Gardy Lou?
Go and get Chris because he owes us $20 for the
for the banana bread.
Yeah.
It's to keep a lookout at certain situations and times. Fantabulous. You know the word fantabulous?
Yes.
This is where it's from.
Really?
This is Polari. Fantabulous was absolutely wonderful. And this is one of my favorites. What do you reckon a Marianne is?
A queen.
It's a gay Catholic man.
A gay Catholic man. Okay, a Marianne. Okay, I get that. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So this is just some of the Polari words that is a part of, this is like...
This is gay lexicon.
This is gay lexicon. So they're just some of them. But I feel like it's gone into a whole new rhythm thanks to season 2 of Heartbreak High, where there are words that I don't quite understand. So,
well, because you're a gay man old. Over a certain demographic.
Yeah, but this is what I like. So coming up, we're going to try and figure out if you and I can understand what the young people are
I'll
saying.
I'll understand it all, Dean. I am a 21-year-old homosexual.
Just
I'll
because
be taking
you bleach,
no further questions.
Just because you bleach your hair that much doesn't mean I can't see the crow feet.
How
crow feet, babe.
Dare you hit me in public on breakfast radio at Dina Curie. How dare you?
You're on Joy Brekkie with Dean and Andy Ballack and it's 27 minutes past 8.
Joy.
It's 28 minutes to 9. You're on Joy Brekkie with Dean and Andy Ballack.
It is I, comedian Andy Ballack. This is how I talk.
Award-winning comedian.
Multi-award-winning comedian Andy Ballack. Dean, how do you keep on getting it so wrong?
Oh, maybe because I'm just like, I don't want to give you the knuppets, but
no,
you know.
Fair enough. I wouldn't either.
We want to say a shout out to Wes, who is currently listening to us in his shower. Wes, I hope you're starting your morning right and getting a good wash in this cold, cold weather.
And we're sorry that we gave you an existential crisis so early on a Thursday morning.
We did dive in a little bit. So we switched the gear. We just recently talked about Polari. You've learned about the lost language
learned a
of
thing.
Gayness.
I didn't think I was going to learn a thing coming in, especially with you as the co-host.
Well, yeah, no. I'm not known for being educational. But
honestly, same. You don't need to... You never need to be the smartest person in the room. You just need to be open to learning a new thing.
Well,
you know?
Then I'm winning.
Yeah! Yay! We're all winning today.
Now we're going to switch gears and go to what is kind of becoming the Polari of a next generation.
Sure.
And that's coming up, we're going to talk about the words in Heartbreak High. Have you, have you watched the new season of Heartbreak High?
I have not watched the new season in Heartbreak High, but fear not, Dina Curry. I have watched most of the first. It's okay. I understand all the language.
Okay.
I am very cool. I am very hip.
You're down with the young generation.
I am down with it. Yes, I say things like hip, down with it.
I mean, yeah, we're going to try and make sense of them because I love a show when it uses a specific language. Remember, well, you might not remember being the tender age of 21, lies, but remember when Dawson's Creek came out and it was kids talking like adults?
I've only ever seen the reruns of Dawson's Creek, Dean. So.
Sure you have. Sure you have. So I like when a show takes language in this way and it can just try to change things up. Like Ally McBeal. Everyone wanted gender-neutral bathrooms after Ally McBeal was on air, and now they're complaining about it.
See, this is where I actually think I'm going to do quite well on this because I genuinely am obsessed with language and like dialects, whether they be like queer specific or like geologically specific.
I love
like
that when
like
you're talking about how good you are at dialect, you're not finding your words.
I don't know.
The one time today.
Dean, it is not even 9 a.m. yet and it is the last week of Comedy Festival.
All right, fair call. Fair call. You've got two shows coming your way. Well, you didn't hit, you had a good go with Polari, but next we're going to come up to the lingo and language that is Heartbreak High.
Hit me. I'm ready to go. I can translate for you.
It's 26 minutes to 9 and you're on Joy Breakfast with Dean and Andy, and this is Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl. I love this. It's a banger of a song by Chapel Roan. This one's for you, JJ.
You know what they say. Never waste a Friday night on a first date.
Joy.
It's 23 minutes to 9 and you're on Joy Breakfast with Dean and multi-award-winning comedian. I got it, finally.
We're finally there.
Multi-award-winning comedian Andy Ballack.
Hello.
And are you ready for a game?
I'm always ready for a game. Let's play. Oh my God, there's sound effects
there
as well.
There is sound effects. We are going to play, all right, we played Do You Know the Polari Words before.
Yeah.
I did as many ones that I could safely say on air because a lot of them get a little bit rude.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to language, I feel like Heartbreak High is breaking the mold.
Sure.
The new Netflix series of Heartbreak High. So let's see if you know, it's before 9 o'clock, so there's only certain words I can say.
That I'm ready.
I've done some deep dive research into this.
Good.
We're going to start off easy. What do you reckon it means when you say you've yarned?
Told a story.
Yeah, told a story. That's obviously Indigenous inspired, and I love that it's just becoming a regular part of language now.
Love it.
What about cooked it?
You've stuffed it up.
Yep, you have. Okay, all right. You're starting off well. What if someone said, that vest is chat?
Great.
No.
Damn it!
Ugly, gross, and disgusting.
Oh.
So if someone says your show was chat, you now know that they're being really rude.
Let's just pretend I got that question right. We'll fix that in post, Dave.
So what's interesting about this... sure, we will. What's interesting about this is that lots of articles have had to bring out this language because it's so... Heartbreak High is so centred in Aussiness and Aussie slang.
Love.
That Americans, while loving the show because it's so queer and free and great, don't understand what's being said.
They don't understand what's being said half the time anyway.
Well, this is true, but like I love that one of the explanations that needed to be given for Americans was cheers. Cheers, which is just like, thanks, mate. Yeah, great.
Yeah, right.
What about if you called someone Farmer Wants a Wife?
Oh, desperate and wearing plaid.
I mean, look, someone from the country would have been fine, but not that everyone in regional but this is what I love. Most people on Reddit went a little bit crazy going, I don't understand what Calm Your Farm means. Why is it Calm Your Farm? Why do they say Calm Your Farm?
Calm Your Farm's great.
Calm Your Farm
means? Calm Your Farm. Just calm down.
Yeah.
Calm
you need
down.
To calm down. Calm Thank you very farm. Much, Taylor Swift. What about if you've racked something?
If you've racked something?
Yeah, you've racked it.
You've stuffed it up.
You've stolen it.
Oh my God. Okay, yes.
Yeah. See, we're learning.
The rack. Okay, great.
One of the description of one of the characters is hot but regional. What do you reckon that means?
There's nothing wrong with being hot but regional.
No, I like it.
I was like sexy from the burbs.
No, not from the burbs.
Oh.
So, well, I guess it's outside of the city, so not close to you necessarily. So from far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
One of my favourite ones.
I live in Collingwood, Dean. That counts as inner city.
You would think Europeans understand this because they love Home and Away.
Sure.
And Elf says it all the time.
Yeah.
But with Netflix and Heartbreak High, Americans cannot understand what Cobber is.
Cobber?
Yeah.
Oh, just a police officer?
No, it's just a mate.
Oh.
That's like cobbler, like cobblestones. Yeah, look, you were so sure.
I really thought I was going to do so well
you
with this.
You were so sure.
I suck at it.
You were going to do well. It's almost like you're having a mentee bee.
Yeah, a mental breakdown. We've all been through 2020, Dean.
I was true. Okay, fair call. I was very confused by this one. What do you reckon a gatho is?
A gatho?
Yeah.
I can't say before 9 a.m.
So it's a gathering.
Oh.
I'm not down with the lingo of the youth of today.
Are you just, how much time are you saving by shortening that word to gatho?
Oh, look, this is, I mean, this is one I use all the time. Wuckers, no wuckers. Yeah, what a wucker,
no,
what
no
a
worries.
Wuckers.
No, well, no effing worries.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And one of the stupidest ones, I love that the script writers have just sat in a room and go, we're going to create a lingo for this show. And instead of saying, oh, no problem, it's no probo.
No probo.
No probo. Have you ever heard anyone say no probo?
I am, yes, because I'm a 21-year-old and we say no probo all the time, Dean. What are you talking about?
You know people are going to come and see your comedy festival show and realize
very
quickly.
And they're going to see a 21-year-old on stage gallivanting about in an ethically dubious two-piece sequin dream, Dean Curie, okay?
Why couldn't you have worn that this morning? It would have been absolutely fantastic.
Because it's freezing outside.
It's true. Well, you've done, okay, I was going to say you've done very well, but let's be honest. You did all right.
Thank you.
You're not down with the lingo of the youth today, but that's okay. Neither am I. Yeah. I just love that abbreviating anything is a brand new word. Like no probo, mate. No probo.
I'm going to refer to myself now as Ando Bello.
Done. Ando Bello and Dean O. Curio are on Joy Oi O Breco.
Yeah.
No, that's insane.
God, that
on
was
Joy 94. That is terrible. Like, I can't do that with every single word.
No.
And it's 18 minutes to 9.
Joy.
It's 10 minutes to 9, and that was What If by Mia Ray. And you're on Joy Brekkie with Dean and Ando Balico.
Ando Balico, or just Andy.
Balico. Andy, a multi-award winning Andy Balico, who's performing in the Comedy Festival this year. Did I get it right this time?
The Comedy Festival?
Did I say that?
What?
What did I say?
You said Comedy Festival.
Okay, I got it right.
What are you worried about?
I don't know, because every time you've been telling me I'm getting it wrong. We're having a great start to our morning. Something we've been doing here on Joy Breakfast all week, Andy, is making a gay pop playlist. Have you ever heard of JoJo Siwa?
Yes.
Okay, so JoJo Siwa
So JoJo Siwa is famously the first person to do gay pop, correct?
Yeah, apparently. you can hear the air quotes. Mm-hmm. Hear the air quotes. So we're creating our own gay pop playlist on Spotify this week on the entire show.
Okay.
Damien's message in saying, these are some songs I want added to it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, and saying some of them are probably already requested, but if not, I want them in there because they're bangers by proud LGBTIQ+ artists. It's a Sin by the Pet Shop Boys.
Love.
It's not there yet, so I'm adding it in.
Cool.
A Little Respect. Respect by Erasure,
mm-hmm.
Kings by Years and Years. They're all bangers, aren't they?
Yeah, so, I love Years and Years.
Yeah, oh, amazing. So when you're looking for when you're looking for gay pop, what are some songs that we can add to the list?
We already played Chapel Roan.
But it's not on the list yet, so we can add that
anything
in.
Anything by Chapel Roan, I would say Femininomenon.
Oh, nice, okay.
It is.
Very good choice,
delicious.
Adding that to the playlist. What do you look for in gay pop?
What do I look for in gay pop? I don't know. That's a really good. I have no idea.
Because sometimes
I'm a terrible interviewer. Yeah. I don't know. Move on.
Sometimes it can be like something from the 80s or something from the 90s that just spoke to a certain period of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be Missy Higgins just banging out on the piano.
There's a song by Kesha called Eat the Acid, which is not like a banger, but I like spent like 3 months like absolutely obsessed by it.
Love
it's
it.
It's a beautiful like synth. Sexy, down, so I love it.
And you just write into it. All right, well, I'm going to add that onto the playlist as well. Mm-hmm. Everyone, you can head to the Joy Breakfast Instagram and you can add in your suggestions for our playlist because we are going to create a huge playlist, send it over to JoJo and give JoJo an education in what gay pop actually is. Andy, thank you so much for joining me this morning
thank
on the show
so
as my special guest co-host.
This has been lovely.
Andy is doing two shows this week and one show on Saturday and Sunday.
Two separate shows
in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Well, I'm going to put all of the details up on the Joy Breakfast socials on Instagram and Facebook where you can get all of the details of the shows there. But you can check them out at, I'm going to get the website wrong, melbournecomedyfestival.com.au.
You can just go to Mel. You can just type in Killing Time Comedy Festival and you will come to my page.
It's what we've been doing this morning on the show. Or you can just head to our socials and we'll link you to those so that you can find them. Or the Andy Balock, that's with a H, not a K, on social media as well. I look forward to coming and seeing your show this weekend.
I look forward to having you.
And also just seeing just how busy a homosexual you're going to be after after this busy week of comedy?
I am going to hibernate for a full week. I'm going to eat nothing but KFC, not a single vegetable in sight. We'll see what happens.
When I do that, it's always nuggets. Nuggets have to be at the top of the list.
Mine's a Zinger Stacker Burger.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Joy Breakfast, and this is My Heart Goes La-Di-Da.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.